The setting for the annual World Economic Forum is an elite ski resort in the Swiss Alps. Anti-poverty advocacy group Oxfam has brought a message for the influential leaders gathered there.
The richest people in the world, the most powerful people in the world, the political leaders of the world, take action to reduce extreme inequality because it is out of control. The people in Davos, the big company leaders and the political leaders, are part of the problem. They are the problem, and we want them to be the solution to ending extreme inequality because it's out of control, it's widening, it's hurting our economies, slowing our economies, it's undermining democracy, it is trapping people in poverty.
Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum founder, acknowledged that the global economy has left some people behind.
In the age of social media, we just cannot tolerate anymore that people are left behind. So we have to create a much more inclusive globalization.
The head of the International Monetary Fund said Monday the global economy is growing, but at a somewhat slower rate than expected.
We need to redouble our effort to resolve the shared problems that we are facing. From fixing the global trade system, yes, the G20 has called for that, and it needs to be delivered upon, to fighting corruption and tax evasion, to addressing the existential threat of climate change.
The IMF director said there is no fear of recession, but the trends must be closely watched and vulnerabilities quickly corrected. While leaders expressed general optimism, a pre-forum survey of hundreds of business executives showed the opposite.
The mass class divide has never been wider between the elites, who think the world is going great, and the mass who are really worried.
The survey also showed that the pessimism in the business circles is caused by global uncertainties.
One day we think Brexit's going to happen, and the other day it's off. So you never know where these things are going to go. You today have, okay, we've got trade barriers up in terms of the conflicts with China, and then the next day, oh, hold on a second, we've had a great meeting and they're coming off.
The survey also showed an increased lack of trust in political leaders worldwide. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.